by the way, just graduated from those wonderful men called the Marines. So we can just kind of give the Lord a clap.
Good morning. Well, as Dr. Finn said, we're having a little conversation about latitude. And during recruit training, there was ups and downs for me. Definite times. I was just a boy, you know. Had to live off mommy, you know, for everything. And I was just, I'm sorry. But
okay.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how everything works in life mm-hmm. through the power of God. Mm-hmm. Me being so, before just relying on people, this is what was my time to only rely on God. Mm-hmm. Have faith in God they could get me through this. Wow, there was times I was a recruit training that I had to get up early in the morning, put on my clothes, I had to run. It was constant stress. Constant stress. But there was times where, oh man, I can't do this for 3 months. Come on, man. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. This is like the land that God forgot. This heat. Ridiculous. Well, I can tell you some stories, but no matter what, no matter when, the 9 mile hikes with the LB packs that was like 70 pounds and your knees were going to give out on you, you hear kids crying. Babies. 18, 17, 19 years old, having the weight of this country on our backs in order to defend this country, to give our lives for freedom. And when liberty's in jeopardy, I must do my duties as a Marine, but most importantly as a man of God, in order to protect you all. And it's an honor. It's an honor to serve. And definitely when I was there, I keep getting off topic, but I don't know, the Lord is like telling me this is my last day here before I go off the training. So give you the message is this: no matter what's ahead of you in life, there will be ups and downs. I know I'm going to be going through danger. I know where I'm going to go, but my God is never going to leave me. I'm going to take him to Afghanistan. I'm going to take him wherever I go. No matter what happens, I'm going to lay down my life and I'm going to give glory to God. And I get to have a free pass. So, hey, you know, definitely. 19 years old. And I stand before you, a man of God. My father. My older brother, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross. Not for just me, but for all of you. And what he went through for us, you know, what love. So God loved this world so much that he gave his one eternal son in order to die for us, a sinner. And I just read that. I believe it was, what is it, John 3:16, I believe? Yes. Yes. He gave his one true son for our sins, where the cost of death, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And he gave his only son. Wow, God loves us. And this is great. He is my father. He is my God. And I love you guys. And this is why I'm doing this for. I walk down the streets, people don't understand me. Man, you crazy. What are you doing? Man, why are you joining the Marines at this time? But it's my calling. It is my calling. I'm more confident. I'm more humble. Going through Paris Island, the land that God forgot. Going to the land that God forgot. Coming out here, drinking my first cold glass of water. Yeah. Wow. Freedom. And, you know, we're in this world that not only we're in war, but we have another predator. Predator who's patient, waiting for us to be complacent, waiting for us to slip. That is Satan. And I don't know about you, but God gave me this power in order not to be afraid, because I was afraid. I'm like, oh Lord, oh man, I'm scared, man. Please hide me. I was like hiding in a shell. But I was like hiding. God gave me this power that even when he's right behind me, stand up, crush him. With God with me, ain't nothing gonna happen to me. Nothing's gonna happen to me. And Father, you guys, I love you. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. I'm going to be leaving. And proud to be an American. Proud to be an American. More proud to be a man of God.
Amen.
And anybody who's trying to take this away from me, watch out. Hey, watch out. Watch out. Because ain't no way you're going to take me away without a fight. Ain't no way.
Who's living inside? Who's living inside?
My God. My family.
And what's his nature being developed in you? Because that's what we discussed.
Yes.
The lion is being
alive. The lion. Instead of being a prey, I'm the predator.
Amen, brother.
Thank you. I have one thing to say. You know I'm Air Force, so I don't say much more.
What if you want to fight?
The last place that God has forgotten is Paris Island. Because he has met more people at debt serving than any place else in America that I can think of.
Life. Be grateful of life.
Amen.
Life is way more beautiful for me
to
come back.
I just want to say, son, you have made an impression on my heart. And I will be praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else? How many can feel the anointing?
Oh, there we go.
What's the training that you're going to be doing?
Training world. Me, I am currently I'm an infantry. So I'm the one that's going to be going in whenever there's a problem. So I'll be going in 2 months down to Carolina, Camp Geiger. And from there, they're going to give me some big job. Team runner, assault man, assist. There's many different jobs in the infantry field. But as everything goes to boot camp, you get through that. You can go through anything in life. I don't care. You can go through boot camp. You can get through anything in life. So I'm going to make sure that I'm going to take my training. I'm going to take God with me. And I'm going to become a master. Master my enemies. I'm going to become a master of my job. And with God, you're not going to stop me. You're not going to stop me.
Yeah.
Put your hands towards it. Father, we just thank you for your protection. And more than anything else, that he has been sealed in our hearts. And Lord Jesus, that deposit that he has from the Holy Spirit will be with him with every step of the way.
Yeah.
John?
You say, my son, that you'll bring me with you. But I'm here to tell you that I'm already there. In the middle of the night, when the order comes through, and you wonder, God, I haven't seen you, I haven't heard you. Where are you? I'm already there. Not only will your steps be ordered, but they are predestined before me. So every step you take, every path, every turn, I'm there before you. Not behind you, I'm there before you. Take strength and courage, my son, for you don't go in your own power, but in mine. Say the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God is good.
God is awesome. By the way, when you came out with that piece of information, the lion was on the job, I gave a revelation to my brother. And is it okay to discuss that?
Definitely.
Yes. As he was commissioned of the Lord to walk around, he and I met up, and Of course, we had a little bit of time earlier when he first came home, or first came in, I should say. And he made a comment about the lion. And, of course, the lion's been on our hearts for, I can't tell you how many months now. How many months ago did that picture get done? Almost a year, isn't it?
Close to a year.
Right?
8 or 9 months. 8 or 9 months?
Okay. And the Lord told us to make sure that he has quality space. In other words, he's right there. During the feast, he took out his crown and actually he put it on the altar where the body and blood of Christ is sitting right now. And so there's been multiples of levels of his revelation of himself as the lion. And so I made this comment to Mike, because as I was walking around, I said, Lord, what is this young man's future? What is it that you have planned for him? I know right now it's Marines, but I'm looking at, what is this man of God going to be when he comes out of the Marines? And what is he going to be doing as a Marine? Mm-hmm. And the Lord, loud and clear, said he's a pastor. So I'm letting you know up front, he's a pastor. And he gives out love without reservation. That's one of the qualifications. And I've seen it over and over and over. So, then he made a comment. He says, do you know what you're doing when you're walking around? And I said, okay, give me what you got. He says, you're a lion. A lion protects his territory. He said, by the way, he said, there's some ugly beasts out there that would like to make it through that door, but they ain't got a chance. Now, what you don't know is last Sunday, we had visitors here from the tippity top of Vermont. We had 5 people here from Vermont. And they're part of the House of Prayer from the Northern Kingdom. We established a small church up there, and God is blessing them. And one of the young men said, he was sitting right where Linda is right now, during major part of the service. Well, he's a visionary. He sees in the realm of the Spirit without having his eyes closed. He said, my nose has been developed by God, so he smells in that realm. How many of you have ever smelled in the realm of the Spirit? So you know what I'm talking about. It's very strange, but it's very real. So he said, during the time of the worship, said, I saw wild boar, literally, in the hallway. And he said their desire was to come in and urinate in this area. Now you say, well, gee, why would you give that kind of a vision? Because he would love to take over this territory. Okay? An animal will urinate in order to what? Mark his corner, mark his land, okay? He said, however, as they came by, he says the anointing was going out the hallway and they all took off in a rampage. He says, because God is saying, this is my way. And now there's a wonderful lion going down to South Carolina, right?
North Carolina.
Wonderful lion going down there. And you might be a lion in training, but you saw him jump.
That's right.
He's not afraid. What about you? What about me? What about the future? What is he doing with us? What is he planting in us? He's planting us with seeds of life and light and love and compassion for each other first. Do you hear me? For each other first. And so, truthfully, you know, we need to get a clue as to God's marvelous plan of salvation is not just about being born again. That's just the initial little breakthrough. Getting filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost and I got my new language, I went literally ballistic. Literally, they should have put me away for a little while because I was a dangerous person. I literally was extremely dangerous. And he's right there, and she can tell you that my friend, Ray and Carol, used to live in one of my apartments. And I had gone to a retreat. It was the first Holy Ghost retreat that I had ever been on, meaning the Holy Spirit was in charge. I had been to Our Lady of Sorrows, I believe, for 10 or 12 years in a row. Don't remember the numbers. But I can tell you it was the first time that the Holy Spirit was alive in that place. Now, they closed it down because, obviously, God, you know, had a plan. It's not mine, this plan. Anyway, I came into the party that was going on at Mary and Carol's. My wife was there. I don't remember what kind of party it was. I know it was on a Sunday afternoon late. And I came out higher than most kites can fly. And there was a lady who was extremely negative. How many have a few negative people around there? I mean, she was at the bottom of the barrel. The barrel was on top of her. And she wasn't going to let anybody have a good time no matter what it cost. And I remember walking through the door, and I'm excited about what God has done. And I'm saying to everybody, you should have seen what the Holy Ghost did. You should have seen. And I mean, they couldn't shut me off. Don't try, it doesn't work. And this lady says, oh, well, in a few more years, you'll calm down back to normal. And I looked at her and I said, never. I will never go back to normal. I never will be normal. I don't want to be normal. I live normal. It was horrible. It was the pits. Amen. Normal isn't gone. Normal is God's grace, God's love, God's joy, God's deliverance. Yes?
Yeah.
Olivia said to me, smile.
You know, do you have any idea how lonely I got? Not picking on her. Why not? No. She's a grandma, but she's got a birthday that she just went by.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bless her. Bless her with a new number.
Amen.
And it's a good number.
Really?
Absolutely, it's the best.
And you're happy with it.
You know why? Because you can't catch up to me.
I'm going backwards. The other way.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you this. Numbers are numbers.
Exactly.
This outer shell is just an outer shell. Mm-hmm. The real man of God is inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's that lion that's developed. And he is developing in many, many of you. And don't stop giving him all the glory, no matter what you'll go through, no matter how difficult it is. And I know you'll get upset. I know that you're going to be on the pity pot once in a while. But don't live there. It's okay to visit the bathroom, but don't live there. Got it? Don't live in the deception that it's all done. It's not all done. And you know, I had a miracle this weekend. It happened on Friday. A major miracle. And I know that it's because of our faithfulness to what God has done during this feast. And I got a phone call. And it was from somebody that is very close to my heart. And they needed to make a decision, a quality decision that would cost big time for their emotions. Big time for their lifestyle. And they had to admit that they've been in a bad place for a long time, making 101 bad choices over and over and over, and now they were deciding to get some help. To get some help is an answer to prayer.
Amen.
So I got off the phone and I said to this person, I'm blessed, I'm excited, I thank you for making this decision. I am excited because God is going to be with you on this. I call home to tell my wife because I don't want her to be surprised. So when I tell this to my wife, of course, she went into the emotions. Come on, girls, you guys. Special, extra special emotions. And it's designed by God so that you can bring up little ones and you hold them in your hearts. And you're designed that way and it's okay. But us men don't understand you. You can't be understood except by God.
So she took the information, but she began to, I could hear the weeping on her heart. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You can hear the tears just falling. Because somebody she loves is going to be hurting. And they're going to have a hard time. And I said, but Irene, this is God's answer to prayer. This is God's way of getting this person into freedom. This is God's way, and you and I need to celebrate. And she's like, trying to breathe because the emotions are running. Ooh, man, they're running. And I said, God, what do I say? And he says, leave her with me. So ladies, close your eyes. We're going to give you all to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the Holy Spirit work with your emotions for us guys to be able to survive. We need grace. So gentlemen, stay with me. We're going to receive grace. To put up with the ladies in our lives that have emotional turmoil that we can't comprehend because we're not made that way. So Lord, thank you for your grace today to heal the ladies in our lives. Amen. Now we got that part out of the way. Ladies, would you kind of open your eyes. Gentlemen, close yours.
We should. Now it's our turn for them.
Yes.
We don't understand you. And
you can't.
You can't.
It's impossible. Ladies, have you got your eyes open?
Yes.
Yep.
Are you in agreement with me?
Yes.
God is going to give you a comprehensive heart. Now, isn't that going to be good?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that you'll understand where we're coming from. We're not rejecting you. Amen, gentlemen? We just don't understand. And we're not designed to understand. We're designed to have compassion for you. And we don't always get it. Do I get an amen, ladies?
Amen.
All right. Are you ready to pray with me for the men in your lives?
Yes.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You had special favor. With the women in your life. In fact, you took your mom and you gave her away to another man. Not another woman. You gave her to John, who was a lover. So in my life,
there are men
that are not always lovers. So Lord,
to
help them in their place of deception, and form them into men of love.
Constantly giving out love.
That way there I'll be able to survive as a woman. Amen? So
Lord,
fill the men in my life with your love.
With
so much love that they'll definitely be lovable for me. Amen?
And amen.
Now, if you think that's part of the message, you got news coming. I don't know what I'm doing this morning because God didn't do anything normal today. Absolutely nothing normal. I'm driving here and I'm saying, God, what is it that you want? And all I had was an exciting time in Isaiah 66. So I'm going to give you that right now. Just a few moments, Isaiah 66.
Yeah.
I have one more vision that won't leave me.
One more vision. Okay, girl.
And I don't know what it's called. You know when we were in Israel, that great big machine that was trying to go up and attack the Israelites that are up on the mountain? What's that great big thing that you're
Catapult, yes.
I keep seeing that over and over. I've been seeing it for several minutes.
Well, they tried to dump us over Niagara Falls, and we've still survived from Mount Shining.
I see that thing, and I see it, you know, throwing the rock.
Well, how many have had a few rocks in the past few weeks? There you go. Would you lift up your hands? Say, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against
me, shall have any victories. Because I belong to Christ Jesus. And God will lift up a standard.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Isaiah 66. This particular chapter is entitled in the NIV, Judgment and Hope. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? We are that house. Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? And so they came into being, declares the Lord. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. So God gets excited for those who are humble. He gets excited about those who have a spirit that is contrite and actually is awed by God's abilities. But whoever sacrifices bulls is not like one who kills a man. Whoever offers a lamb, like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood. Whoever burns memorial incense, like one who worships an idol. They have chosen their own way, and their souls delight in their abominations. So I also will choose harsh treatment for them. So who is going to lift up a standard against what's going on in your life? God is. He knows who are real and who belong to him and have a heart for him, and those who are false. Amen? And I, verse 4b, and will bring upon them what they dread. So what they're afraid of is what they're going to have to contend with. When I called, no one answers. When I spoke, no one listens. They did evil in my sight and chose what displeases me. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brother who hate you and exclude you because of my name have said, let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy. Yet they will be put to shame. In other words, they're false on the inside of their hearts. They may say wonderful words up front, but in back, there's a different thing going on. Hear that uproar from the city. Hear that noise from the temple. It is the sound of the Lord repaying his enemies all they deserve. Did you hear that? It is not your job to repay. It is the Lord that's going to do it if you give him the opportunity. Verse 7, before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pain comes upon her, she delivers a son. That's the church. The church is pregnant right now with son. S-O-N, not S-U-N. But verse 8 is very important. Who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen such a thing? God. Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Everybody believes that that is physical Israel, and it has value there. But it's also spiritual Israel. It's also the bride of Christ. It's also the sons of the Most High God. Yet no sooner is Zion in labor, she gives birth to her... Now, there's a weird word. Why should the word be children and not son? Because it's a multiple number of men and women coordinated as Jesus was to the Heavenly Father. There's your sons because they're children. They're adult children. They're men child, if you wish. Adult children. Grown up, mature men of God, mature men and women of God. And pointing out that real truth because that's what the message was during the feast. We're prepared for maturity, but that's a choice that we make. If you didn't have a chance to listen to the message during the feast, go back on the internet. Check it out. It's God's plan for you to mature and be a man and be a woman of God. Verse 9. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breast. You will drink deeply and delight in her, overflowing abundance. There's the word for the feast that the Lord had given me. Abundance! It's abundance coming to you from God as His bride. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arms and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her children, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice and you will flourish like the grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to His servants, but His fury will be sown and shown to His foes. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and His chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down His anger with fury and rebuke with flames of fire, for with fire and with His sword the Lord will execute judgment upon all men, and many will be those slain by the Lord. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to go into the garden, following the one in the midst. Isn't that your bridegroom? Those who eat the flesh of pigs and rats and other abominable things, they will meet their end together, declares the Lord. And because of their actions and their imaginations, I am about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. So there's one side of the church that's glorified, and judgment is coming upon those who are worshiping idols. And idols include self-worship. In case you forgot, self-worship is still idolatry. If it's idolatry in God's book, it's got to be idolatry in your own book. So don't try to impress me, but, oh, I'm so great. No. I am something because God has made me something. Verse 19. I will set a sign among them and will send some of those who survived to the nations of Tarshish and Libya and Lydians, famous as archers, to Tubal in Greece and to the distant islands and that have not heard of my name or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations. Isn't that the sweet thing? We've got one that's going out to the nations, and God has already told them, I'm going to be there for you, man. I'm going to be there before you get there. And they will bring all your brothers from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord, on horses and chariots and wagons, on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them, and all as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. Ceremonially clean vessels, meaning they have purified their lives. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. So who does the selecting? God does. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. What do you think is going to happen when He puts that kind of pressure on them? There's going to be all kinds of rebellion. And they will go out and look upon dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. Their worms will not die, nor will their fire be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. That's a picture of hell, man. That's what happens in hell, and hell will be visible to you. You know why? Because your eyes will be opened. It's not going to be one man or one woman who smells and sees in the realm of the Spirit, and another one that has a word of knowledge. It's going to be all of you. All of you will have the attributes of the Holy Ghost, and they will be magnified by love. That's what that chapter says. That chapter says that you're about to enter into a kingdom that will be in the earth. During the feast, Violet had a word before the message, and I knew what the message was going to be. And she said, oh, I can't do it. It's fine, kind of funny, but, you know, all I kept doing is praying the Our Father.
Do I act like that?
No, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. How many can say what I'm talking about? But she was excited because she couldn't understand why God would do this.
Yeah.
And it was right on time because the message was, God is not taking you out of here to take you to heaven. He's taking heaven down to make it habitable here.
Amen.
And to bring His glory down here.
Amen.
Close your eyes. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Father, make me an ambassador. Wherever I go. Whatever I do. Let me give out the word of life. As I have received freely. I will give out. Totally freely. In Jesus' name. Lord. I'm going to pray for those who are going to meet me this week. They're going to need it. Because when they meet me, they'll meet love in action. Amen? And
amen.
Now, Father, bless them, strengthen them, coordinate them for your perfect plan. In Jesus' name. Share some hugs for each other and with each other.